You're listening to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio. Governor Mark Gordon has extended the public comment period on sage-grouse core area map revisions. The Bureau of Land Management is in the process of updating their greater sage-grouse plans from 2015. In response, the Wyoming sage-grouse implementation team is proposing changes to the core areas in the state that they hope the BLM will consider. Those revisions are up for public comment right now. Currently, the core area map encompasses approximately 15 million acres in Wyoming. The BLM's review process could make significant land use amendments that may alter the management of sage-grouse habitat on public lands. Governor Gordon says he understands the significance of these potential changes since he ranches in a sage-grouse core area. Conservation efforts can limit what people can do on their land. So the governor has extended the public comment period till the end of July for further discussion. More will be announced within the month. Wyoming's Emergency Rental Assistance Program got a lot of money to a lot of families since 2021. But now that program is ending, having spent all the money it could. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor has more.
Since about the middle of 2021, the Wyoming Department of Family Services has distributed more than $108 million to families across Wyoming. That money came from a pair of federal programs meant to keep people housed amid the COVID-19 pandemic. And that money helped Wyomingites make rent and utility payments. At its height, the program was distributing $6 million a month. But DFS Director Corinne Schmidt says it took a while to build up that capacity.
A lot of the states that were able to spend those dollars the fastest had programs in place. So they were just feeding new dollars into the programs that existed. We had to start from scratch.
Now the program is coming to a close, and Wyoming's renting population must now fend for themselves. That includes many of the state's poorest residents. For Wyoming Public Radio, this is Jeff Victor.
Wyoming's iconic big game have one more thing to worry about: ticks carrying a lethal disease. Scientists are gaining ground in the race to understand what is causing the spread of chronic wasting disease, or CWD, in deer and elk. Stuart Lichtenberg, co-author of a new University of Wisconsin at Madison-led report, says the team wanted to find out if deer ticks that were found on white-tailed deer killed by hunters carry prions, the misfolded proteins that spread the disease.
We were actually able to detect what we call transmission-relevant doses of CWD prions. That is to say that there's enough prions present in those ticks that it could cause disease in an animal that's susceptible to CWD.
Lichtenberg warns scientists still do not completely understand how CWD spreads, but this new research shows potential options for mitigating transmission if ticks are in fact a major contributor. Chronic wasting disease has been found in 30 U.S. states, including Wyoming, and four Canadian provinces. It was first identified in 1985 in southeastern Wyoming mule deer and elk the following year, and has since spread to the majority of the state. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.